So you guys all got up really early today, right, and made breakfast for your mom? No, some of you did. That's good. That's good. All right, so today's gospel, Jesus gives us some definitions. Jesus tells us what he means when he talks about love. Now, what he doesn't say love is, he said love is not this emotion. It's not this feeling that you get where you get dreamy eyes and your palms are sweaty. Love is not an emotion. Jesus says that love is something else. He says first it's a choice, and second of all, it's an act of service. So when Jesus says love, he tells us to love one another as what? As I have loved you. Very good. Very good listening. Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. And did Jesus love us? What's the greatest proof to us that Jesus loves us? Yes, sir. He died on the cross for us. He shed his blood for us. He gives us his love. My friends, we are so blessed that we have a God that shows us what it means to love. Because in the second reading today, we hear that God is what? God is love. God is love itself, and he shares himself with us because he's love. There's another example that Jesus gives us in the gospel today. He says that there is no greater love than this. To do what? To do what? Yes, sir. To lay down one's life for a friend. That means Jesus laid down his life for us. So we're what in his eyes? We're his friends. Very good. You guys are great listeners today. Thinking about that command of Jesus today when he says, no greater love is there than this, to lay down one's life for a friend. It got me thinking of something that happened to me approximately 1,179 days ago. Does anybody know what that is? So, yes, sir. I became a priest that day. Can I have the first picture, please? On that day when I was ordained, there's a special rite in ordination where all the guys getting ready to get ordained lay down on the ground in front of the altar. And that sign is exactly what Jesus told us in the gospel today. No greater love is there than this, to lay down one's life for a friend. Every man who's ordained to the priesthood, the diaconate, the bishop, Bishop Schultz 2 weeks ago, he laid down just like this. It's a sign to us in our lives, and it's a sign to the people of God that we share in the role of Christ. To lay down our lives in service to our family, to our friends, to the people of God who are desperately seeking to find that love that only God can offer us. It's going to be an exciting week for me because I'm going to go spend a few days with my classmates, and we're going to talk about the first 3 years of our priesthood and all the ways that we've been able to see God through the sacrifice that we've made, through the wonderful gift that God has blessed us through ordination. The day I was ordained a priest was probably the day that I felt the most love from God because I became conformed to Christ to be able to celebrate the sacraments, to be able to bring the peace and the healing to people in their lives. Now, we have the sacraments, right? You guys know about the sacraments? Sacraments are ways that Jesus shows us his love. He says, go and do these things to receive love. Now, I don't know if any of you know this, but there's some very special instruments, very special stuff that we use to celebrate the sacraments. And they're outside. As you come in, there's a glass case back there. Does anybody ever notice that? What's in that case back in the back? Yes, sir. What's in that case? Do you know? What is it? What's in the... Yes, sir. Oil. What kind of oil? Holy oil. The holy oil that we have in that case. And I invite you next time you come into church, or maybe as you leave today, to take a look at those oils. Those oils are blessed every year by the bishop. Cardinal DiNardo blessed them on the Tuesday of Holy Week. And those oils are very special for us because those oils remind us of Christ's love. When do we use those oils? Does anybody know which sacraments we use them? Yes, sir. Baptism. Go on the next slide, please. In the sacrament of baptism, every child who's baptized, they're anointed on the crown of their head. And during that rite, we pray that that person may be anointed as priest, prophet, and king. Because who was anointed priest, prophet, and king? Who was the first one? Yes. Who was it? Jesus. The word Christ means anointed one. So we celebrate the fact that we are like Christ in baptism, that we become like priest, prophet, and king. When else do we receive the holy oil? What other sacrament? Yes, sir. Confirmation. Very good. Excellent. You guys are paying very good attention in CCE. So confirmation is a sacrament where a young person comes before the Lord and says, this faith that I've been baptized in, I claim as my own. They're confirmed and sealed with the oil. And that oil is a sign of Christ's love that comes upon that young person who becomes a member, fully initiated into the church. And so usually that happens right here. And it did just a few weeks ago when the bishop came out and confirmed almost 200 young people from our parish. And there's one other sacrament where we use the holy oil, the sacred chrism. Does anybody know what that is? Yes, sir. Okay, no, not quite. Yes, sir. What's that? Anointing of the sick. We use the oil of the infirm. That's very good. We do use the oil of the sick. I don't have a slide of that one. But there's one more sacrament that we celebrate. It's one that I celebrated 1,179 days ago. Yes, sir. When I became what? A priest. It's called holy orders. Can I have the next slide, please? During the rite of ordination, there's a part of the rite where we're praying, and I go before the bishop, and the bishop takes my hands, and he puts this oil on my hands, and he says a prayer that these hands may be made sacred vessels to celebrate the sacraments. Now, this is important because now my hands are used to forgive people, to bring healing to people, and to bring the Eucharist to people. And so my hands are used to celebrate the sacraments of healing and the sacrament of God's love in people's lives. Now, there's a special part of the rite of the holy orders that after I had my hands anointed and I had a lot of oil smeared on my hands, because the cardinal, he likes to use the sign that this is God's love present here in our midst. Can you guys keep it down for a minute? Guys, can you keep it down for a minute, please? Thank you. And so we celebrate the fact that my hands are now sealed with this oil so that I may be Christ's hands and feet to the world. And so what happens is I get my hands anointed, and then I go back to the back of the church, and we clean ourselves up. And since I had a whole lot of oil on my hand, I had to use a special cloth. It's called the maniturgia. It's called the chrism cloth. And so this cloth we wrap around our hands to dab up the excess oil that's on our hands. And then do you know what I did with that special cloth after ordination? Does anybody know? Have you heard this before? Some of you that have gone through RCIA, you know what happens. Then what I did is my very first Mass as a priest, I gave this special gift to my mom. Can I have this next slide, please? And so I gave this cloth to my mom to say, Mom, thank you so much for the influence, the impact that you had in my life. Thank you very much, Mom, for teaching me how to love. Thank you for teaching me to be a good priest. And so I gave this cloth to my mom that she now holds in a special place in her house, to remember that Christ is present in the life of our family. And so today on Mother's Day, we give a special thanks to our moms for all the sacrifice, for all the love that they share with us, for all that they teach us in how to love. And so the special connection to this chrism cloth is that when my mom dies, we're going to wrap the cloth around her hands so that when she goes back to God, she can say, I gave my son to the priesthood. I gave my son to serve the church. And it's an excellent reminder that love is in our world, that love is present in our family. So all of you, I hope that you remember today what a great gift your moms are to you, how they've taught you how to love. And hopefully they'll teach you, continue to teach you and to guide you so that one day you may grow up and share God's love with others. I certainly wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the love of my mom. If it wasn't for her nurturing, if it wasn't for all that she taught me, if it wasn't for all the love that she shared. So as we come together today to celebrate the Eucharist, as we come before our Lord to celebrate love itself, we thank God for the gift of love. We thank Him for teaching us what it means to sacrifice, to love. We thank our God for teaching us how we can be brothers and sisters, how we can receive His love in our lives. May the Lord continue to bless us. May He continue to bless our moms. May He continue to bless all of us as we seek to love each other more deeply. You guys may go back to your seats.